hate the way it's supposed to be proper grammar to say an historic.
Yes,
historic.
Yeah. Oh, look, we all agree on that.
Harder to
oh
say.
Oh my God, we all agree on that.
I always feel very, proud of myself when and if I remember. Like when I wrote my blog post today, and heroic failure, I was very proud of myself for remembering.
It only works if you're a Cockney.
I don't know if I've ever
Cockneys somehow got in and made this rule, and I wish they would fuck off with their Cockneys. An historic occasion.
That
all right,
does
that
sound
makes
right.
sense.
Historic, yeah.
But only if you're dropping the H.
Oh yeah,
I think. But I think you're supposed to. I think you're supposed to sort of say an historic occasion. I think you're supposed to roll through.
Well, you're going to say if only if you're dropping the hand.
Americans.
Only if you're dropping
the hand. Are we starting?
This is an historic occasion.
Oh, good. I'll just get off Facebook. Sorry.
The goose. The goose.
Blog. I didn't give a shit. It made me so happy when they lost.
This is okay. Yeah,
when they lost.
The
I was like,
kind of like yeah,
I hate Ireland rugby fans.
I neglected. That's really mean. It was a very hard loss.
Isolate all of our five fans if you say this on the podcast.
We actually have a lot more than five fans. I think we have 7. So,
oh my God,
which is 40% more than 5. Which is considerable.
You're
that was
smart,
quick math.
Rory.
Thank you.
Every now and again.
The crossover between our podcasts.
Wow, wow. Velvet knife right there, Kelly.
Velvet knife. Everything's velvet with you. The crossover between our podcast and rugby fans is one person. So you will isolate
Steve
that one
Gunn.
Person. Steve Gunn.
Are we on right now? Have we started?
This is happening.
Oh, baby, we're on.
Hey.
We are on. On air.
Welcome
live.
To the Goose with Goose.
Actually, all of Goose.
All of Goose.
For the first time, this is a historic occasion.
I think
occasion.
We did it once before. Did we do it once before?
Never.
And we all agree on one thing. It's the only thing we've ever all agreed on.
Cockneys.
We despise
all agreed
them.
On.
We don't agree with ethnic cleansing, but...
Cockneys, neither a cock nor a knee. Discuss.
No.
No, it's the knee of your cock.
Really,
that's
yes,
that's
I'm
where they
Molly.
Got the names from.
I'm not into it anymore.
Yeah, it's fine, me either.
Let's introduce ourselves so we know that this how historic an occasion this is to have all five of us in one place at one time.
I have a feeling we might just all be talking at the same time and no one answering each other, which I'm excited by.
Is Rory Big Guns Brosnan?
To my right is Kelly Steelhouse Shatter.
To my right is Moira blinks with the left eye Brady Averill.
What?
You just blinked with your left eye.
Catchy.
Very catchy.
Averill.
Oh, I can never fucking say it right.
To my right is Annie Get Your Gun Gill.
And to my right is Mark the Refrigerator Canton.
Yes.
From the 85 Bulls team.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So.
Well, I was on a Bull team back in 1985. It was me... A bull, another bull,
yeah,
another bull,
yeah,
and then there was another bull. There was.
Can't wait to see where this
a
is
bull,
going.
A bull, and basically we would play American football against another team of 7-year-olds, but we had just a whole lot of bulls on our team, so we would just demolish them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
literally.
You notice there's a not for you know of that particular generation. There's not a lot of American football players in Ireland.
True.
It's because they're all dead.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Have you never told us this before?
I tell you every day. I ring you and say, by the way, Kelly.
Got such a hypnotic voice, I just go into a trance when I'm on the phone with you.
This week we've taken a random word from a random word generator on the internet, and we're going to talk about that subject.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it turned out to be two words, because somehow the random word generator just decided, fuck you, and give me two words. And the two words are boxing glove.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Yes, sorry.
In the midst
what
of my
is
what's your
a
question?
Boxing glove.
In the midst of my research today, and I did do research, I contacted my friend Anthony, who works in the Boxing Museum in Philadelphia.
Wow.
Convenient.
You really went for it.
And he told me that since the introduction of boxing gloves essentially have encouraged hits to the face. Because in the bare knuckle days, you'd hurt your hand if you hit skull, right?
Yeah.
So what is another thing that you think has been counterproductive in our world?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, probably like the atomic bomb.
Well, fair enough. I think it was meant to kill people, and it did a really good job of that.
It was very effective.
Yeah, well, things that have been counterproductive to make people do things.
Which isn't really about boxing.
I don't know, putting email on your mobile device, I think that's something that might...
Has reduced our ability to...
Yeah, because you don't answer those emails that you look at on your mobile device.
Yeah, it's true.
But I would debate that, because you at least you have the choice. Like, you're not obliged to answer any email... But you do.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying smartphones are good, and I'm only a recent... I've only recently had one. But it's just that's more about, like, giving you information everywhere
this
you go.
This boxing thing is, like, no choice, right? Like, that's what you're saying. Because
no,
it's
but
not
you,
like...
You don't have to hit
you
them in the face.
You do have a choice to,
to not use...
To break your hand on their face, or...
Well, no, my point was that the email thing, it's not... I don't agree that it's as counterproductive... The way that the boxing glove is, in that it encouraged
more. Have you
more
been punched in the face with boxing gloves? It's kind of incredible.
Like, in a good way?
I've been punched in the face, but not with boxing gloves.
Incredible in what way?
Just, like, it's. They're strangely. I guess, like, they're soft, you know?
They're really soft.
Well, it depends who's the punching, right?
Oh, but I mean, like, the actual.
Are you in a genuine boxing match, Myra? Or are you just, like, messing around?
You're right. I don't even know.
Yeah,
what
I think you're right.
I think
it was boxing gloves that were just hanging from, like, a car. Yeah. And I'm just, like, slapping my face against them. That's the only experience I've ever had. But my dad used to box.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to talk about today. I can't answer Rory's question.
Well, I would think maybe safety belts in cars have been shown to not decrease or not increase the injuries to people driving cars, but actually to increase the injuries to pedestrians and cyclists.
Oh, really?
Because people driving cars feel safer as they feel they can go faster.
Okay. That's what they say about helmets by cyclists or whatever, that it makes you more susceptible to injury because people are being more reckless near you, which I don't know if that makes any sense, but... is a theory I've heard bandied about.
Mm-hmm. Also, remember when I said I contacted my friend Anthony in Philadelphia?
You liar.
I knew it. That's why I said, it's convenient. That's what
she knew.
You could feel the mendacity.
Why would you lie about that?
That's stupid. You should save up your lying for something good.
I came clean about it because it's fun, right?
Well, did you do any research? Did you just...
I did. I went on... That is true. I went on the Wikipedia and I looked up boxing gloves and they said that... I did.
Oh, no.
I did, and it did say on Wikipedia that somebody in some association or statistical thing said that boxing gloves have encouraged more hits to the face.
It was on an episode of QI, actually.
Oh, okay.
Been more brain damage and stuff because of, boxing gloves.
Although on the same Wikipedia page, it said that deaths in the statistical chance of death from bare knuckle fighting is 84 times greater.
Whoa.
But then they did all sorts of shit in bare knuckle fighting, so it's not just
biting,
bashing your head off a rail.
On the same thing, I wonder if, because there's this whole thing in America now with American football players getting
concussed.
Lots of TB, traumatic brain injury, and concussed and all this kind of thing. And I wonder if they have more or less than, say, rugby players who don't wear helmets, but there's often the same kind of, like, a lot of contact to the head and stuff like that.
I would guess less because I feel like the contact is different.
In rugby.
Even though even it's very physical, I feel like American football, there's more
head-to-head. Yeah, I don't know.
In
yesterday's match, I saw a lot of head banging.
Cauliflower ears.
Rugby just looks like the most hilarious game to me because it just looks like sheer bloody-mindedness. Just like, I am getting this ball over there. No, you're not. And it's just two lines of men just smashing faces against each other. Kelly's turned on by that.
What I was going to say about boxing gloves is the first thing that it made me think of was, when you're watching the Olympics or something and all the Aussie fans are in the stands or tennis matches, all of them have these blow-up kangaroos with boxing gloves on them.
Fighting Matildas.
And it does seem like, but it is such a strong symbol, actually, this kangaroo with boxing gloves on it. But surely a kangaroo would be more effective if it kicked you in the face rather than if it just took its little scrawny arms.
They used to have boxing matches with kangaroos.
They box naturally. Like, that is one of their...
They do.
Yeah.
There's footage of Woody Allen boxing a kangaroo on YouTube.
Really?
Check that out.
You said on YouTube in an Australian accent.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
You
know what would have been a good boxing match?
What?
Woody Allen against Andy Kaufman.
No? Am I the only one?
No, it would be a lot of slapping.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious. I don't mean it'd be like a classic boxing match like no. Sphinx yeah. and whoever.
It'd
mean,
be like, a lot be, of slapping and hair pulling.
Hilarious. It would have been hilarious.
Scratching.
It would have been the pinnacle of boxing.
My dad boxed, I told you that. And then also, I have a complicated relationship with the thought of boxing as a sport. I think it's kind of amazing. Gareth is anti.
I wouldn't find
so
it.
So you want to be pro?
I want to go
for
I
that
go
reason.
Pro.
Yes. I also thought I'm going to have a problem with you can't because Garrett does.
Think about this, though. Like, Katie Taylor, right? Remember how she won and how exciting that was? And it's interesting that it's a sport that Ireland is known for, having great excellence, you know, surrounding or whatever. That's like your Olympic sport.
That and horses.
Yeah. But I don't know why I was like, yeah.
Horses can't box.
But the Katie Taylor thing, I felt so disappointing because I was like, yeah, Katie Taylor! Oh my God, she's like a fucking evangelical Christian that's so embarrassing.
Is she?
Yes, it's like, oh.
She's so sweet.
She's big into God,
she's
I believe.
So
I didn't know that.
But then, her church is not into gays. Like,
that's
she's
not
so sweet.
That's not as sweet.
Oh, really?
I just mean in the pictures.
I didn't think Irish people were... Did evangelical Christianity.
We have a friend who's making a film about it. Yeah, it's like a thing. There is
that's
a...
That's disappointing.
But are they all boxers? Because that would be much more interesting if all the evangelicals in Ireland were boxers. Don't
probably.
You think?
They probably are. You should ask your friend.
Probably
they probably
are.
They probably are.
That's a scientific deduction.
Let's just say
that's
that
the kind of movie they
sounds
are.
Sounds more right to Kelly.
They probably
so
are.
Kelly, are you asleep? Oh my God,
Kelly!
I
you're
know,
talking
I'm doing
in your
really
sleep.
Well for the fact that I'm asleep right now, aren't I?
Yeah,
Kelly's having a very vivid
she's
dream
very
right now.
Lucid.
This is
she's
dream.
A professional lucid dreamer.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question.
What is it?
Hit us.
Vaguely related to boxing, because I actually was watching. thank you, Rory. 8 out of 10 cats.
Sorry.
No, I needed a burp at the same time, but Rory made the noise for me just because he's such a gentleman like that.
Yeah.
I was watching 8 out of 10 cats and. They had a cricket player on who was talking about how boxing is... He did one boxing match and he just thought it was the campus sport because, like, you're standing there with another muscly man in your underwear. Like, there's this, the press conference, like, where they square up face-to-face and you just stare into another muscly man, naked man's eyes and, like, pout at him while a whole load of men stand around and watch you.
Mark has an enormous erection right now.
Yeah.
Stop. That's why
it's
so quiet.
It's staring you in the eye.
That's so enormous.
It's staring me in the eye.
But it has a weird boxing glove on the end of it.
The magic of radio. The magic of radio, everyone.
Picture that. Imagine that, people. Boxing glove on Mark Hanton's.
And he can no longer even look
appendage.
At me.
Appendage.
So what a classy
appendage.
Way to say
appendage. Appendage. On Mark's
my
Uncle
favorite.
Willie.
Oh, member is my least
very middling member.
Organ, how about organ?
Organ's horrible.
It is. Organ and member, fairly bad.
Bad. Really bad.
Did you say organ? Wait.
I said member. He said organ.
Okay, yeah. I was like, can you guys say those in creepy like, voices?
So anyway, so.
She grasped his member.
That's not that creepy.
Hand.
I was having bad
creepy.
Time with my organ.
Very good. Rory wins.
I
win.
Rory. Mark hasn't even asked his question yet.
No, my question is, what's the silliest sport?
Hurling? No, not hurling.
Curling.
Curling is what I was thinking.
My family are professional curlers from way back, so just...
Are you joking?
No, my grandfather, my mom's grandfather, my great-grandfather, was the captain of the first American curling team when it came to the Olympics in 1938, as a, like, this could be an Olympic sport, but it's not yet. And he captained the American team.
You Canadian son of a bitch.
No, they're all American. Scottish.
What about the tree lifting one? That's pretty silly.
Oh, yeah.
Dustin McCaber.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's pretty fucking tough.
I think,
yeah.
Motorsport is the fucking silliest.
Yeah.
You drive a car around in a circle 200 times.
Oh, it's crazy.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of
I
agree with
it.
You.
I don't get it.
I went to a NASCAR race once because my friend of mine won tickets and we got the VIP treatment.
That's hilarious.
It was fun for 20 laps, but the problem was it went on for 200 laps.
Well, yeah.
So fucking boring.
A NASCAR event would be so my dream come true.
It's mostly queuing. Like, it's just
a line
of cars driving around very occasionally.
It's like watching
one
traffic.
Overtake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also believe the same for Formula One as NASCAR, but just like...
Yeah. No, I agree, because there's a lot. I know that it takes some skill to be able to drive a car that quickly, but it's different to, like, say, like horse racing, where you actually are engaged in your body and your body. And I mean,
you're seeing cars go by.
Or like curling has a kind of, it does have like a skill.
But even billiards.
Like, I think those are, they do require certain skill. That I was going to say on my list was billiards is sort of mine.
Snooker. But. Have you seen snooker tournaments on television?
But it takes a lot of skill. You still use your body.
It's still hilarious because it's just like...
It is hilarious.
Veggie Bodo from the Netherlands. And it's just like this bald fat man just like drinking a beer on in front of like 1,000 people.
Are you sure it's not darts you're thinking of?
Yeah, darts they drink.
I'm thinking of darts.
Okay, so I was like...
Drinking beer is actually banned in darts for the last 20 years. They don't... Because it was taken... People took the piss out of it so much, you can't.
I clearly haven't seen darts in 20 years.
Bowling is another... Another sort
Veggie
of
Dodo. No one called me on that. That
no,
fake
we
name.
All
I just
know. I know it. Veggie Dodo. Know Veggie That's Dodo. Fine.
Bowling he's a master great. Darts snooker player. He's the only person in the world who plays snooker darts.
Snarts.
Yeah, I actually find snooker quite relaxing because it's a very tidy game. Mm. You know,
it's just
there's just all these balls on the table, really, and they just clear them away. Clear this table together.
Like that sounds like something someone who has some kind of OCD would say.
Yeah. Someone like
that.
Yeah.
That is in accordance with your personality. I'm not surprised to hear you say that.
Yeah. Can we get on to some sports though? I said curling.
I also like snooker, but I'm not a tidy person at all.
Mm.
Speed walking.
Oh, that's
it's
fun.
Funny looking.
Walking. But it's I hope they never do away with that because it is just worth it for the watching of it.
I was in secondary school with the world champion, Robert Heffernan of Cork.
What?
Yeah. Of Cork.
It wasn't the same class. I think we were in the same year. Well, yeah. Okay.
It's of Cork. That's why I was laughing.
Yeah, what did I say?
Of Cork.
Yeah.
That's why I was laughing.
Okay. Anyway, I was in the same. I think we were in the same year.
Yeah,
Mark, can you edit
that's
that
amazing.
So that interaction happens on repeat, like 100 times.
Where they just say the same
of
thing
Cork.
Over and over.
Over and over.
Of Cork.
That's what I said.
It's
of Cork.
Cork.
Exactly. Of Cork. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Of course, I said of Cork.
Of Cork. Of Cork.
Of Cork. You did.
I've ruined everything.
That Moira's last words.
My 25 minutes is up.
Is tiddlywinks officially a sport?
That is
a game.
You have to train for years. Like,
no,
just you have to be so
like
fit
there's
to play
some kind of rumor going around at some point that tiddlywinks.
My mother was the Block Island tiddlywinks champion of 1948.
Is that true?
Yeah, she was.
More or less.
Might have been
53.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She was born in 1940.
But was she?
So
same as my dad.
8 years old. 8 years old, you can fucking rock at a tiddlywink.
Yes, big time.
that's the prime age right there.
That's prime
for
age. Yeah, 8, 9, 10. It's
your prime.
Like, yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, you're going
to. I actually think rugby, I find the most silly.
Fighting words, but.
Yeah, I know.
Steve Gunn, are you listening to this? Steve Gunn?
But don't you sort of admire the
gonna be down to
athleticism
six
of it?
Not
yeah,
really.
So
it's just
athletic.
So thunder-minded. And, like, there's so many rules about when you can touch the ball or not.
Release!
There's a lot of stomping.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, now you can touch. No, you can't touch it now. Yes, you can touch it. No, let it go. All right, put it down. Now you can pick it up. You can throw it to one of your friends, but only backwards. Now, okay, drop
friends.
It down.
One of your friends. I think rugby commentary is horrible. It's like
it is.
Worst.
It should be like Why? More like that. And he threw to his friend.
Yeah,
and I was trying to put it down.
You would be like a great rugby commentator.
Of course.
But
knowing nothing about sport, I'd just be.
Just talk about what's happening.
The guy in green passes it to his friend.
What happened?
I kind of burnt my finger a tiny bit.
Don't be touching the heater.
I'm burning myself a lot these days. This is the second time in 2 days.
It's because you're not aware of yourself physically.
Probably.
Speaking of being physically in the world, that's what my friend who reads tarot cards and does Reiki and stuff, the minute you start, like, you know, if you get, like, bumping your toes, and but he says, because you're not aware of
your physical.
Something's going on with you mentally because you're not aware of your physical.
Oh, yeah, I'd agree with that.
So would Mark Canton every day, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, Mark Canton loves nothing more
than
having
count?
His angel card read.
Can I count?
His aura cleansing.
His angel
cards.
He has his own personal aura cleanser.
Every Sunday evening, it's angel cards. And
let's
then
get those chakras aligned, Mark.
I called him yesterday. I was like, Mark, do you want to come to a gig with me? And he's like, no, I'm hanging out with my friend Laura getting my angel cards read. That's what he said.
Yeah. Yep.
It's Sunday's Angel Cards. For Rory, Saturday is Sausage Day.
Yeah, Sausage Saturday.
For Mark, it's that a Angel crystal, Card Sunday.
New crystal necklace. It's gorgeous.
It's magnetized, yeah.
Very lovely. Nice.
Magnets help you cool your blood because they release ions, which are positive ions. That means they must be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I would like to segue slightly, only slightly, into just mentioning the fact, since there are two out of three of us who are American, that this is our Thanksgiving episode.
Oh yeah, Thursday.
About that.
Are we doing
so
anything?
If we could have everybody just say one thing they're thankful for, serious or not, doesn't matter. And in fact, we can take the piss out of this pretty much. But I think it's just proper to acknowledge it.
All right, can I start?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Show us how it's done, Maya.
I'm thankful for Ireland. Living here has been great. I love it.
Kelly?
I'm going to have a think come back to me. It's kind of like when I order in the restaurant. I like to be the last person to order.
Okay. Rory?
You can't order the same thing as me, though.
Oh, no. Shit. Nobody can order the same thing.
Oh, no, wait. Then maybe I want to go because everyone's going to take the good stuff.
Well, you want to go now before me?
Well, I need some time to decide on this. This is difficult.
You want the penny carbonara? Is that what you're
no,
thinking?
No,
super salad.
Well, you go, Rory. I'll risk it.
Freedom.
Okay.
Let's leave it at that.
Kenton?
Well, I mean, what you saw earlier when we talked about boxing with the boxing glove on top of it.
Mark, again with that thing.
No, Mark,
put it away. We don't want to look at it right now.
Look at it.
Yeah, we're all
Will you
thankful.
Not be thankful?
No, we were all I'm thankful for hot water bottles.
Sorry, if you joined the podcast, sure. Mark Antonin is talking about his organ.
His bus conductor.
I'm not thankful for that word. I'm thankful for hot water bottles.
His catfish.
I love them. Go ahead, Kelly.
I'm thankful for this jacket that keeps me warm.
Lovely.
Even though it's ripped.
Okay, you're going to burn your finger again if you put it back on the heater.
I'm thankful for Rory to remind me not to burn my finger again.
Yeah. Okay, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I know a girl named, I won't use her name, but she told me a cool story.
Let's call her Catherine.
Let's call her Catherine. Okay. Catherine's
Irish. If
we're going
to make up a name, should we make up something more fun?
All right, go ahead. What do you think?
I was joking. That Kelly was your name.
No, let's call her...
That's not a fun
name
at all,
Mark. Let's call her Endamame.
No.
Let's call her...
What was the darts player from earlier?
Yeah, let's...
Vag...
Vagidodo?
Let's call her Dodo.
Vaggie Dodo.
Yum.
All right, so I have this friend from Cork named Vaggie Dodo, and she had this great story about her J1, or was she went to Los Angeles, and then she rented a car with her friends, and they went to Las Vegas, where they ended up at a random strip club. Rory.
It's not me. I'm not a female and I haven't been to the strip club in.
But Moira could have been doing that as a code to hide.
Okay, but continue with the story. But it's
anyway, it's not even a great story. It's just that, because she tells it, it's great when she tells it. But anyway, she ended up hanging out with Mike Tyson and his entourage, like completely randomly.
Oh
like
God.
This 20-year-old.
I've seen that movie. It's called The Hangover.
Oh my God, how great. Anyway, no, it ended with she was supposed to go back to Mike Tyson's house. Tell me if this happens in the film.
Is there a tiger involved?
With her friend, and anyway, they were like gonna go back to his hot tub.
Ooh.
I would not get in a hot tub with Mike Tyson.
Dude, apparently his girlfriend showed up, and there was an altercation, and they didn't end up going to Mike Tyson's house.
Here's what I find interesting. Like, people know that he has been known for rape, right?
Yeah.
But it's like people kind of, there's kind of like a collective amnesia about it, because he's kind of like a fun figure now. Like,
yeah, pop culture, like, he's kind of as crazy.
I'm Mike Tyson.
That happens, isn't it?
You know, but
I'm
like
Mike Tyson.
Why would any girl, I mean, I know, so Mike Tyson is, you know, world class athlete, but jeez, he was done for rape. Why go back to his hot tub?
Well,
sorry to bring that to
no, it. But it's true.
Yeah. It's true, but he served his time, Rory.
Yeah.
I think, you know,
we're thankful for freedom.
We are. We are.
And we're thankful for people being able to change the subject away from my train wreck of a fucking story.
Oh, well, I brought it too. I just kind of...
There was a train wreck. Was there, Moira? Just like in The Hangover.
No, there was a train wreck at the end of that story. And then a train just piled into it. Hey, here's a question. Have you ever put yourself on a fitness regime? And how stupid was it?
I did insanity for one night. Oh, you were about to tell. You go.
You did insanity for one night.
I did it once.
Is that a fitness regime? Just going insane? Really? You will shed pounds.
Mental, you just move so much.
And I will shed pounds.
What did you try to do, Kenton? That you launched into?
For 1 week, I saw online, or I saw on the TV, that it was good for building muscles if you just ate a whole load of peanuts.
You gotta exercise here first.
So I just ate a whole load of peanuts.
As an exercise.
I didn't put on any muscles.
I didn't put on any muscles.
Did you exercise?
Did you use your muscles?
Probably not.
Yeah, that may be where you went wrong. Maybe.
You've got great thighs, Mark. You ride that bike everywhere. Don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Those peanuts went straight to his thighs. His thigh muscles.
Yeah.
I try and exercise regularly, but not in an embarrassing way. Unless you consider trying to, like, fly in the sky on an elliptical, not embarrassing.
Well, you had an incident with a woman who was beside you on a machine the other week.
That's right.
What was that? Tell us about that one.
I farted on the elliptical and the woman moved away. I texted Annie and called Mark.
We all got to hear about it.
Do you know actually what happened to me the other night? I was wrongly accused of being the farter by these strange women beside me in this bar. There was a terrible smell of fart kind of drifting around me, and I certainly know it was not me. I was kind of like holding back the nausea, and then these strange women beside me, they turned around and just kind of looked at me like, ugh, what a piece of scum, and then started giggling
to
themselves.
Who do you think you are, you scum farter?
Yeah. And I wasn't going to be like, look, it wasn't me. Come on.
You could have done that. Do you know who I am?
No. I never do that, Moira.
I'm in Goose. I
was on a train yesterday, and I was booked into a seat, but two of my friends, thank you, were booked into a different carriage, seats on a different carriage. So I was sitting on the quiet carriage, but they were sitting on a carriage, and I went down and joined them for like 10 minutes, and they were on the farting carriage. Like, you know the way I have silent carriages? This seemed to be the farting carriage. There was a stag party, and just, I think...
Oh, say no more, say no more.
There was one guy, but there was a woman, like, in my friend Mary's line of sight, there was this woman trying to sleep, and like she was half asleep, just occasionally she just winced like in pain. Like,
that's horrible.
Just waves of fart would hit her. Yeah, and then, so I was encouraging my friends, I was like, oh, there's free seats up here. I was texting Mary, come up and join us. But there was a guy watching a film on his laptop, full volume, with no headphones on. I was like, how is this a thing?
No.
That's are you really not serious?
No. That makes me insane.
But then this loud family got on and started offering rosé wine to everyone. And that.
Were you in France?
Yeah. Rosé? Rosé? And that seemed to shut them up. It's a weird thing as well of just like people, when they get in the train, they're like, well, I'm traveling and I don't need to steer, so I'm going to get pissed.
Yeah,
a lot of people drink on the train. Well, that sums up boxing. Boxing gloves. I think you all agree.
Boxing gloves and Chris.
We did it.
I think we solved that solution.
Want some peanuts? I hear they're good for muscle building.
Yeah,
you betcha. Check out these guns.
Oh my God!
The gun. This one.
The member.
Cockney.
The sixth member of Goose.
Mark's cock.
I have a knee in my cock.
That's it. There we are now. That was a podcast.
Kick things with it.
Oh my God! Can you
place a budio with my knee, with my cock knee.
Do an impression of your cockney talking.
That sounds like a velociraptor.
It looks like a velociraptor.
Is that a velociraptor?
No.